Forsberg up high. Forsberg shoots and scores! Philip Forsberg doubles the lead with a power play goal. 2-0 Predators. 8:34 left in the second.
Jason, Big Joe Show live at 5 Iron Golf here on 21st Avenue, rolling along. Let's bring in our good friend, Max Herz, who'll be on the call tonight as the Nashville Predators take on the Utah Mammoth. Max, how are you, buddy?
Hi, Joe. I'm good.
Happy Hi, Max.
To
be on. Hey, Max.
Hi, Chase.
Are you on a speakerphone?
No, I think he's on Zoom.
I am on my professional microphone plugged into my computer. Is it not
there
good? Should
go.
I call you guys
yeah,
instead?
That sounds good.
No. No, it's good. It's good. We appreciate the technology.
I didn't change anything.
Yeah, no, you're good. It's perfect. This one tonight, okay. Let's just kind of talk about the road trip to this point. You've seen it firsthand. I feel like that fine line of desperation, but also just the way this team has become a cohesive unit, you know, really all year, but post-deadline in specific, you've seen that come together with some really good performances, including a 5-0 win against Anaheim the other night.
Yeah, I think you hit it, Chase. The two things that have really gotten them to yet another level, surprisingly so, with all the inexperienced players on this team. And a month ago, they traded away their entire third line. And here they are in the second wild card spot. They're going to need more to go their way. They're going to need to keep winning in order to have to make it over these last four games. But they are where they are, and they've earned it. They really have. The team has come together so well. And like, even within games and within periods, the lines change and wingers move around and centers go with different guys depending on what zone they're starting in or faceoffs, things like that. And it doesn't seem to make a difference. It's really incredible that the team is just rolling with it right now. And they've struck a balance that nobody could have possibly expected down the stretch. And it's really incredible. It really is. And they honestly should be 4-0 on this road trip. The only loss was a shootout loss. They're 3-0-1. And two of their three shooters in that shootout didn't get a shot off on dead ice trying to overstick handle. So I think that one should have been a win too. So, yeah, they've played amazingly well. Tonight's going to be a big challenge. I think Utah is by far the best of the four teams that they've played on this trip. So this is going to be a big challenge tonight in the last game of the trip on the road.
How have you seen Andrew Brunette evolve from the beginning of this year through all the troubles? And, you know, obviously there was a lot of noise surrounding him out there to now having his team currently in a playoff spot. It's been pretty amazing to see how he has managed the ups and downs of this season.
Yeah, and the Preds' patience has been rewarded. I think there were times in each of the last two seasons where a lot of other NHL teams would have fired the head coach. And we've seen, even in the last 2 weeks of the season, the trigger is still quick. Two playoff teams, the Golden Knights and the Islanders, have changed coaches within the last 10 days, which is crazy because the season is at its very end here. And the Predators don't run it that way. And Barry Trotz understands the extreme loyalty that David Poile had in him in the early 2000s. And that paid off for the Preds long term. So I think the fact that he ran the decision-making through that lens got the Predators to this point, because things can change so much over the course of the season. I think the entire coaching staff has done a really great job this year after last year, when clearly they didn't do enough. And it wasn't all on coaching. It was on the players, I think, more than anybody else. But coaching didn't lift them out of third to last in the NHL last year. And it was a dead season from the beginning. So I think for this year, for them to start with the reset mentally that, yeah, our roster is almost exactly the same as the way we ended last season, but we can win this year, I think that alone was a major win for Andrew Brunette. And if he can get this second version of the Preds team to the playoffs with six or seven rookies in the lineup and guys who have never played playoff hockey before, littered up and down the forwards and the Ds, I think that would be a massive accomplishment for the guy who, by the way, is now the eighth longest tenured head coach in the NHL at the end of his third season.
Oh, that's crazy. Max Herz is with us on the Chase and McJoe Show. Max, we had Brady Shea on the show yesterday, and he was just talking about how much fun Tuesday night was against Anaheim. Nobody thought they would win. The young guys are great. They're having fun. You saw that game. You called that game. How much fun was that team having? I mean, they beat a very good Anaheim team 5-0 Tuesday night.
Yeah, and I think they really are having a lot of fun. And I think the youth at the bottom of the roster has now brought out the fun and the youthful enthusiasm at the top of the roster from guys like Shea, like Roman Josi, like Forsberg and Stamkos, who they feed off of it. They really do. And the way the entire team came together in a game that by the time it got to the mid-third period, they were up 4-0. It was obvious they were going to win that game. But they did not let up because they needed to secure the first shutout of the season. And they needed to do it for Eustace Onanen, who's playing so great as the backup goalie. And the team absolutely loves Big Juice. And I'm glad the shutout happened for a lot of reasons, but I'm especially glad because of the video in the locker room that the Preds tweeted after the game where Onanen's just going absolutely nuts. Like he's riling up the WWE crowd for Chase and all the WWE people out there. Like he's just going crazy. And he's such a perfect persona for the backup goalie. Because him and UC Saros can speak Finnish together. They have so much in common from the same country. But also, like, Big Juice is Juice, or now Little Juice's hype man in so many ways. And he just keeps him sane. And the whole team absolutely loves both of their goalies. And I think the enthusiasm for Onanen was what made finishing that off so great, because they probably deserved to be losing 2-3-0 at the end of the first period. Then they were able to separate, and they had their most dominant win of the year.
I think it was great. And Brady talked about yesterday, Max, about us against the world mentality. You've been on the road now for what seems like 6 months. You're out there. You know, it's just the guys around you. He talked about, you know, what how good it is to quiet an arena with your guys around you, young guys, the veterans getting it done. And he just seemed like energized, like, hey, we're having fun on this road trip because we're making things happen. And I'm sure you feel that same kind of energy when you talk to the guys before, after games.
Yeah, and he's spot on with that, Joe, because the three wins on this trip have all kind of had that feeling of satisfaction in a road arena. The first one, the Kings had their retirement ceremony for Andrei Kopitar before the game. He's an amazing captain, 20-year NHLer, but there was kind of no reason for them to have the ceremony that day. It wasn't their first home game since he had set the points record. It was far from their last home game of the season, and they pretty much just put it that day to mess with the team that they were trying to chase down for the final playoff spot, and it was a packed crowd because of that ceremony, and the Preds were able to send that crowd home unhappy with a shootout win. Then Saturday night, that was the first time I'd ever seen a sellout in San Jose. I know the Shark Tank at its best is one of the loudest arenas in the league. The times I've been there with the Preds, the team has been awful, and it was basically half empty. This time it was full, and they were loud, and the Preds shut that down with what ended up being a pretty lopsided win, even though it was close at the end. They won 6-3 with a late shorthanded goal and an empty netter. And then the win in Anaheim, I mean, they had nothing to cheer for that entire game. Like, I cannot imagine how good that feels for the team, just to hear a pin drop in that arena.
Oh, I'm sure. Max, when you hit this road trip, you guys started out with a three-game losing streak. What were your concerns when you did head out west to San Jose? Because the team was playing strong and tough. They just weren't getting the job done. And now, looking back, it's like, oh, my goodness. But what were your concerns as they hit the road?
I think the concern was fatigue. And the fact that they had 3 days in between games before the five-game trip started. The last game before that was also on the road in Tampa, but the Preds came home after that. They had a day and a half off, or really two full days off, and they were rested coming into this trip. And then when you get to the back end of the back-to-back against the Ducks, you don't have the rest advantage anymore. You worry how that's going to go, and they won 5-0. So I think that's the last back-to-back of the season. Four games to go. Coming up in the next 8 days, I think the rest is reasonable as long as the Preds can survive the first game of the homestand against Minnesota. That's going to be a tough one. Day game for the first game back home on Saturday after a long trip. That would be the last time I'd be concerned about fatigue, but those 3 days off really reset the gas tanks for the road trip, and everybody's brought it.
Max Herz is with us. You're around these guys. You got two. One's away from 40. One is two away from 40. Is there any kind of friendly wagering going on who might get that marker first, Steven Stamkos or Philip Forsberg?
Well, I will tell you, they are very concerned about wagers in one way, and that is the Preds team Masters pool, which everybody was locked in on this morning. There's a full team pool. First of all, I know nothing about golf, so I'm not the right person to explain this or tell you who picked who. But there's a full team pool, and then there is a high rollers pool, which involves both of those guys. And in the words of Eric Halla, is Halla and all the rich guys. So some of the veteran friends are in a separate pool with more money down, and each of them got six golfers. I have no idea how many golfers there are in the Masters, and 24 of them are involved in this pool. So to answer your question, I think they're more in tune with their golf wagers right now, but I think they're both going to end up with 40. And they've already secured two of the five best goal-scoring seasons in Preds history, which is unbelievable. And they could end up potentially second and third if they get to 44.
Yeah, for sure. I do want to say this before we let you go. Tonight, the last regular season road game of the year. You've done a fantastic job on the call. I have enjoyed being able to, like this road trip, stay up late with you and Hal, which staying up late with Hal could be – you never know where that's going to go, but it's been a lot of fun. You've done a fantastic job with the road games this year, and so let's go get one more and get two more points tonight before we send it home to Pete and Jay at Bridgestone Arena.
Yeah, thank you, Chase, and it's been such a blast. I hope it's evident for people listening how much I enjoy being able to do what I've gotten to do the last 4 years with you guys now, so I'm unbelievably lucky. Everyone at the Preds has taken such incredible care of me and allowing me to live out my dream. So I'm having the time of my life, and I hope I get to host the pregame and postgame and intermission shows for, what, like 40-something more games if we push it all the way to June. So who knows what can happen. But, yeah, boy, would a playoff berth be a lot of fun for the Preds. And to get to end it with three games at home and a potential clinch at home, maybe even in the last game of the season – this is what our fans deserve. Even when last year was going so poorly, we still had the best fans. I'm so impressed with how everybody showed up through tough times, and the team is rewarded Smashville right now. So, yeah, we'll see you guys on home ice this week, and tune in tonight. Chase is at 7, Hal and I are at 8, and we're going to have some fun here in Salt Lake City.
No doubt about it, my man. Appreciate it as always, and we'll talk to you a little later on this evening.
All right. Thanks, Chase. Thanks, Joe. Thanks, Crane.
That is Max Herz. He'll be on the call with Hal Gill. Coming up tonight as the Predators wrap up the road schedule of the regular season against Utah. We'll come back with what day is it and celebrity birthdays here on Chase and Big Joe, 102.5 The Game.